What's going on, Patriots? You're listening to the Republic Restored podcast. I'm Joe. That's Anthony. You can follow us on Twitter at RepublicRestored and on Instagram at RepublicRestored. If you'd be so kind, please go to the podcast listening app of your choice and give us a 5-star rating and review. Ant, how was your week?
I did it.
Yeah, what'd you do?
I popped a question.
Yeah, Anthony made the plunge.
Yeah.
Anthony's engaged. Clap for Anthony.
I'm an adult now.
Yay! He's doing the adulting thing. The grown ass man thing.
I know. I had to find someone to wash my underpants.
Yeah. Maybe cook the occasional bacon, egg, and cheese for you.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah, it feels good though. Feels right? Good.
You made the plunge.
Yeah.
It's like one thing, like, you know, a life event. Not checked off because you're not checking the boxes, but you know what I mean.
Proverbial boxes, I guess.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
Hello?
Yeah. Sorry, I just spaced out a dot. Yeah, it's been a wild couple days.
Yeah. Okay. So there's only one sport in the world right now. And it's NASCAR. And that's where I'm going to give somebody an award, if that's okay.
Yeah, we're starting a new segment on this show. It's called the Dunce of the Week.
Yeah, I'm going to give the... this week, the dunce cap goes to whoever found the quote-unquote noose in Bubba Wallace's garage area. He's a fucking idiot.
Yeah, this is super embarrassing. They made that guy, it was like he was leading the chariot through the wilderness. And they were pushing him along, and then the poor guy got out, and he started, I don't know if he was crying on top of his car, or he was just overwhelmed with emotion. But it turns out, what's the noose?
The noose is a garage door puller.
Yeah, that's been there.
It's a literal rope.
Yeah, it's a rope with a loop on the end of it. Yeah. So, I mean,
not a noose.
Right.
And whoever thought. That's not us saying it. That's the Federal Bureau of Investigation.
Yeah, because the FBI came out earlier today. Today is Thursday, June 23rd. I'm sorry, Tuesday, June 23rd. This has been a wild couple of days.
Yeah, it has.
The FBI came out and tweeted that Bubba Wallace was not a victim of a hate crime. That quote-unquote noose is actually a pulley that's been there since the fall.
It's probably older than the fall.
It probably is older than the fall.
Yeah.
To hell.
And now exactly what I feared is happening. First of all, NASCAR did, when they thought it was a hate crime, NASCAR did a great job of rallying around Bubba. The drivers did a great job of unifying, all that nice stuff. But at the end of the day, now what I was fearing is going to happen, because it turned out that everybody was getting on the NASCAR bandwagon, and now all of a sudden, it seems as though people are upset that nobody did, in fact, pour bleach on Bubba Wallace. Michael Wilbon from ESPN says the FBI finding is quote-unquote good news, but questions if the sport is inclusive and welcoming enough.
Yeah, they kind of pulled that guy out like a centerpiece. There was just a tweet that came across. Congresswoman Eleanor Norton, you're a fucking idiot. Okay, so what I'm going to do, this is unprecedented. Dunce of we're going to give out two dunces of the week awards, because this is our first dunce of the week, so we're going to have two. Congresswoman Eleanor Norton, you are the second dunce of the week.
But we could each have one.
Right. Okay. So yours was the guy who found the...
Yeah, mine is that idiot.
The implement to pull the garage door closed?
Yeah, mine was the moron who started a race war with a NASCAR.
Right. And mine is Congresswoman Eleanor Norton, who plans to introduce legislation to remove the Robert E. Lee towing a bunch of slaves, dragging them down the road. That statue in Washington, D.C. No, I'm sorry. Not that statue. It is the Abraham Lincoln Emancipation Memorial in D.C. it's the Abraham Lincoln, right, Emancipation Memorial. The protest leader.
So hold on, I'm gonna cut you off. I gotta stop you because I'm really not sure what this means.
Okay.
So I need you to clear it up. So basically, what's gonna happen is to protest racism. They're going to remove
a statue
that represents
the emancipation of slaves. Yes. Yep. That's exactly.
So. Fuck my head.
So a protest leader says they plan to topple the statue Thursday, and the president is threatened to federally prosecute any vandals. Good. And I mean, dunce too. I'm speechless. How do you? Okay, so this isn't about combating racism or removing any racist symbols, quote unquote. This is about erasing our history, because if they're gonna go after the Abraham Lincoln Emancipation Memorial in Washington D.C.,
nothing's off limits.
Nothing's off limits.
Literally nothing.
You know what they need down in D.C.? Some Italian kids from Brooklyn, New York. That's what they need.
No, Brooklyn, New York needs the Italian kids from Brooklyn, New York right now.
Yeah, yeah, that's true.
D.C.'s got to find their own Italian kids. Sorry, D.C.
Yeah. Are there any Italians in D.C.?
I don't know.
Do they exist in D.C.?
I don't know. There's a lot of Ocasio-Cortezes there.
Yeah, her recent ad was fucking wild.
Yeah, thank you for introducing me to that.
Yeah, no problem. I apologize for the headache.
Yeah. You're just making it worse, though.
Right.
I mean, there's just no good news coming out of your end right now. This is unbelievable.
Yeah, this is terrible. Something that just passed, though. Juneteenth.
Okay. Wait, hold on. No, I don't mean to laugh at Juneteenth. That's not what that juggle was. That's not the juggle. I'm not laughing. It's a real thing, okay? What I do find funny about Juneteenth, though, is... Nobody at all celebrated it, knew what it was, or gave a shit about it until Don Lemon said to. That's pretty much how this went, right? Because Juneteenth has been on my Apple calendar for the last few years, and I've never known what it was. I guess I'm a racist. I never knew what it was, and I Googled it one year. And when I Googled what is Juneteenth, Google said June 19th. So, I mean, make of that what you wish.
Is Google a racist organization, and now they have to storm the Google campus in California?
Google's a lot of fucking things. Amazon apparently doesn't know what Juneteenth is either.
Right, there was no special event, was there?
There was a special event.
Oh.
And I saved it for you as a surprise.
Okay.
Because you're going to get a kick out of this.
All right.
So there was an Amazon facility in Chicago, Illinois.
Mm-hmm.
The facility is named DCH1.
Okay.
For those of you who do not know what Juneteenth is by now.
You're a racist.
Yep. Yeah, and it's the holiday that commemorates the day the last slaves in the U.S. were finally freed in 1865. So what this Amazon decided to do, they decided to have like a at-work holiday for their black employees celebrating Juneteenth.
I'm holding it back. Go ahead.
What
did they call it?
They called it... They called it Juneteenth. They celebrated in what was supposed to be a nice fashion. They decided that it would be a good idea to... I can't even believe they did this. They decided that it would be a good idea to serve their workforce chicken and waffles to commemorate Juneteenth.
Did they use Aunt Jemima syrup?
I don't know, but the black community is fucking outraged. They are furious. This is a quote. As people throughout the world are rising up against cops, corporations, and this anti-black capitalist system we live under, Amazon mocks us with this racist form of celebration. So much for supporting your black African-American employees. Where's the solidarity in that? We demand a paid holiday, not some damn chicken.
So, if anybody has any experience in sales or management positions, I believe there is a Amazon distribution center in Chicago that's looking for a new general manager.
I mean, what the fuck goes on? Whose idea was this?
Probably the general manager, because if it went up to Amazon corporate, I don't think it would have got passed. But then again, it would have been allowed. Then again, who knows? But...
chicken and waffles. I mean,
it's delicious, but
listen, you just chicken don't and waffles do it on is June, phenomenal.
Yeah, but don't do it on June 19th.
You don't stereotype people. Give them the goddamn day.
Right. It's not. Okay, so like Chinese New Year celebrated with food. Right. You know, they could say, like in schools. I know in schools, like my sister works in a school and. She, Chinese New Year, they will order from the local Chinese restaurant, which is delicious, by the way.
But that's not even real authentic Chinese food. That's Americanized right. Chinese food.
Right, right. That's racist in and of itself. Yeah, there is no food associated with Juneteenth. The only thing they could have made this worse with is if they made some barbecue and put a side of collard greens and mac and cheese, even though it would have been a delicious, delicious day.
It would have been. I mean, you listen, even if you're one of the black people at Amazon, you're not going to be upset at the chicken and waffles because it's delicious. You're going to be upset at the idea of this is what they thought of us.
Yeah, right.
I mean, that's just sad.
This is like the time when I worked at a large corporation and one of the top performers, I mean, like in the entire company, and this is a national company, probably international by now, with stores in Canada. I mean, like top of the country. Like he was literally and top of the company by a lot. They gave him a large pack.
Why don't you blow him?
No. They gave him a large pack of Twizzlers as a reward. Now this is like a 45-year-old man, grown ass man with kids. Married, top performer in the company, with over 1,200 stores, they gave him a large pack of Twizzlers. Don't get me wrong, it's
define,
cool.
Define large, and was it a mixed pack? Were there the...
No. It was all the red. Okay, mm-hmm. And it was about the foot long Twizzlers.
Okay, so they're not the little guys.
No, they're not the little guys. They're not the minis or even the standard size. They were the large, but that, I mean, he was ahead by a lot. Like, he carried the entire store. Probably the entire region. So, it's an insult. It's just an insult. You know, Twizzlers are...
delicious.
Garbage to me, but delicious to some people. And, you know, you're gonna eat them. Maybe not him, because he threw it in the trash in front of the regional director's face.
Did he?
Yeah, good for right him. As she handed it to him, he just tossed it out and walked out.
Good for him.
But yeah, no, it's just an insult. Even though chicken and waffles is delicious, even though excellent. I would have liked mac and cheese better, but, you know.
Never. Chicken and waffles is so good. So underrated. I mean, it's funny that it's funny, though, that you mentioned Aunt Jemima, because Aunt Jemima died. Rest in peace. This is a bad year. First, it was Mr. Peanut.
I thought 2020...
Don't cry.
I just had to spontaneously yawn. I thought 2019 was bad. 2020 is just, I don't know. Maybe it's just because it's
first
a repetitive
Mr. Peanut
year.
Died.
Yeah, Mr.
Now
Peanut
Aunt Jemima's dead.
In a fiery crash, rest in peace.
Yeah, and we watched it. We had to watch it.
Yeah, that was. I don't understand how the FCC could allow that on national
especially
TV.
The week after Kobe died. And then
yeah, it was fucked up. In a crash.
And Aunt Jemima's dead and Uncle Ben is dead.
Yeah. So is it that in order not to be racist, you have to remove all beloved African American, which is a racist term, actually. I'm sorry.
African American is racist. I say that all the time.
Yeah. Black black icons of Americana. But they're not touching the Mr. Clean. They're not touching the other ones. Go ahead, talk for a little bit. I got something to find.
Okay, I just Googled Aunt Jemima. And this is fucking ridiculous. But on the side of the Google, it says people also. I Googled Aunt Jemima. It says people also search for Kunta Kinte. Are you fucking for real?
Okay, so if I understand, this is a meme. I'm reading off of a meme right now. So if I understand this correctly, they're taking the Native American off the butter, erasing Uncle Ben and Aunt Jemima, and renaming Eskimo pies. But Colonel Sanders, the Quaker Oats guy, the Gorton's fisherman, Little Debbie, Chef Boyardee, and the little Dutch boy on the paint cans aren't going anywhere. And they're doing this not to be racist?
How about the Keebler Elves?
Are they not going? Are they going
away? I don't think so.
No. I mean, are there any elves in existence that created a support group and an advocacy group to get rid of the Keebler Elves?
I mean, little people.
Oh. Do you think they're waddling their way to D.C. right now to protest?
Maybe. You overlooked the little people.
Do you think we're going to get, for me saying that, we're going to get boycotted by the...
The little people?
The little people of America?
I don't know if any little people listen to us. If any little people listen to us, DM us.
We'll
send you a bottle of Aunt Jemima.
Yeah, I'm gonna run for the president of the little people fan club? No, not a fan club. No. Part of like the advocacy group, because I mean I am 5'3 on a good day. So why not? I could be like the king.
On Wikipedia, it says that Aunt Jemima's character is based on the common enslaved Mammy archetype, a plump black woman wearing a headscarf who is a devoted and submissive servant. Her skin is dark and dewy with a pearly white smile. Although depictions vary over time, they are similar to the common attire and physical features of Mammy characters throughout history.
What kind of?
The term aunt in this context was a southern form of address used with older enslaved peoples. They were denied use of courtesy titles. A character named Aunt Jemima appeared on the stage in Washington, D.C. as early as 1864.
This is just tragic.
I don't know how. Why do we get? Any of this
why
is.
Do we? Why do we? Why do we have to get rid of Aunt Jemima? Just dress her up differently.
Well, I don't understand. But what I don't understand is how. Okay, so let's say that all that contextual stuff about the character is accurate, right? What about the use of Aunt Jemima in that context is necessarily bad? I mean, you're marketing Aunt Jemima as a good thing, right?
Right, as an icon.
Aunt Jemima. I mean, she's a household name.
Our baby cousin says she wants the Aunt Mima.
Yeah.
On her pancakes.
Yeah.
And now she's not going to be able to get it.
Nope. She's going to have to get the log cabin on a pancake. You don't even say syrup. 9 out of 10 times, you say Aunt Jemima. Get some Aunt Jemima.
Right. Right.
And now they're going to change the name, and they're going to change the character. What are they going to use? The Quaker guy?
Are they going to use?
I'm not pumping liquid from that guy's fucking head. Are you out of your mind?
No, it's gross.
That's disgusting.
I'm sorry, but I want the only pancake syrup that I trust is a happy-looking African-American woman, sorry, racist term, black woman, on a logo making my maple syrup. I mean, she looks happy.
She looks like she knows what she's doing.
I
would love for her to serve me pancakes. I would love for her to ask me about my previous day while she's making my pancakes.
Yeah.
How was your day, baby? That's what I want. That's what I see when I look at Aunt Jemima.
She's almost grandmotherly.
Yeah. How was your day, baby? You want 2 flapjacks or 3?
We're getting hit with something.
We're not. That's a very pleasant woman to be around.
You're right. I mean, I wouldn't say I would have a beer with her. Even though I would have
Aunt Jemima don't drink.
You don't think she drinks?
No,
you think she's
pure.
A very, very Christian.
She's pure. Aunt Jemima have some tea. She'll get you a beer from the ice box.
Though I think Uncle Ben does like black coffee in the morning, dark whiskey in the evening. I think he's one of those sorts of guys.
Yeah, Uncle Ben is an interesting fella.
I could have a beer with Uncle Ben if I still drank.
Uncle Ben is let's see the story of Uncle Ben's character, because I never saw an issue with the. And also, hang on. What are we going to do? Nobody.
Are we only going to have white characters?
Also, what's up with Betty Crocker? Is Betty Crocker white? I don't know if I've ever seen Betty Crocker.
Betty Crocker? I don't think she has like a.
Also, Chef Boyardee. I don't like that son of a bitch. Get rid of him, too.
Yeah, no, me neither. As an Italian-American, I'm very hurt by Chef Boyardee. Betty Crocker is a pasty white woman that looks like she would chide you for the length of your skirt tails.
Get rid of her.
Yep.
Are
skirt tails such a thing?
Let's see what the character info for Uncle Ben is here.
I think I just combined the word skirt and coattails. And made it into skirt tails. But length of your skirt. An inch above the knee? Scandalous. That's what Betty Crocker looks like. So in 1936, I'm looking at a picture of the evolution of Betty Crocker. In 1936, Betty Crocker looked like she was about 24 years old. In 1955, Betty Crocker looked like she was about 55. In 1965, she looked as if she was like 40. And in 1969, she looked as if she was possibly about 35 and just on her way back from church.
So she's nothing like Wendy, who is still a little girl.
No, Wendy has been a little girl forever.
Wendy's actually based on a real person.
Yes, Wendy is based on a real person. Wendy is based off of the granddaughter or the niece?
Founder's niece, I believe.
Yeah, one of those.
So, Uncle Ben. In the 1910s, the German-British scientist and chemist Erich Hussenlaub and the British scientist and chemist Francis Heron Rogers invented a form of parboiling designed to retain more of the nutrients in rice known as the Hussenlaub process. Blah, blah, blah. Blah, blah, blah. I don't care.
So the USA Today article says, does it really matter if Aunt Jemima and Uncle Ben get retired? No, that's not exactly what I wanted to read. The title of the article is Aunt Jemima / Other Racist Brands Held Power Beyond... I mean...
According to the Mars Company, Uncle Ben was an African-American rice grower known for the quality of his rice.
He makes good rice.
Gordon L. Harwell, an entrepreneur who had supplied rice to the armed forces in World War II, chose the name Uncle Ben's as a means to expand his marketing efforts to the general public.
I mean, does
Uncle
the left...
Ben, in 2007, Uncle Ben's image was promoted to the chairman of the board by a new advertising campaign.
Does the left believe that distinguished black men can't possibly make good rice? Can only bummy looking white people make good rice?
No, Chinese
or
people.
Asian people make good rice. Are they gonna replace it with Uncle Lee?
Maybe. Geisha Lin.
Geisha Lin. There we go. There we go. Feminist and an Eastern hemisphere inhabitant.
Geisha Lin is gonna be it. It's gonna be the rice company's gonna be Eastern Hemi.
No. So maybe the syrup icon could be, I don't know. What? Okay. So like rice is associated with Uncle Ben and people from the Asian part of the world. And what is syrup associated with? I mean, is it going to be a Quaker person? Is it going to be Quaker guy? Maybe.
Well, Quaker PepsiCo owns the Aunt Jemima brand. Mm-hmm. Because what doesn't Pepsi own? So it's going to be interesting to see what they do. They probably will go with the Quaker guy, but he's not exact. Like, I don't. As a kid, like, if I sat down at the table in the morning on, like, a Saturday and I saw Aunt Jemima's face, I knew it was going to be a good fucking day.
Right.
If I see this Quaker guy, I'm going back to bed.
You're right. It just doesn't seem like a good day to me. You know. I really feel bad for like the generation that's actually growing up, because I mean, we were pretty No, actually, we weren't fucked as kids. This was before, when we were kids, it was before the whole, we were lucky enough to catch the tail end of the normal people period in history. And then it just all went downhill from there.
Straight down.
Yeah. I remember when shows like Sesame Street and Blue's Clues were on. Blue's Clues, the two of the hosts actually went to prison. So, I mean, and they kept it on.
Yeah. Didn't one of them get caught? He got caught drunk in public, pissing in an alley or something?
Yeah, public urination.
What a fucking idiot. Yeah, I'm not drinking syrup out of this guy's head. I tell you that much. I'm looking at the Quaker guy.
Yeah, the Quaker guy is
no es bueno.
No, he doesn't look like he could tap a tree like
no.
that.
No, I mean Aunt Jemima doesn't look like she could tap a tree either. But she looks like she could makes serve damn up some good
damn pancakes. Good flapjacks. Yeah. Oh hell yeah, hell yeah. I'm sorry, but if I walk into a diner and I see in the back and there is a Quaker guy's head. Voluptuous black woman making my pancakes, I know I'm going to have a good deal.
I'm going to ask for seconds.
Yeah.
I'm going to ask
for seconds. I mean, if there is a pasty white guy that looks like the Quaker man.
Yeah, with a pirate hat on.
Yeah.
Get me the fuck out of this place.
Yeah, what is this? Is this a theme diner? Did I come in with the wrong costume?
Is today Halloween? Chef Boyardee is a creepy looking motherfucker.
Chef Boyardee, hold on. I'm going to look up Chef Boyardee. Because I mean, I may get triggered here, but
he don't even look Italian.
Chef Boyardee was actually Italian, and he spelled his name like that because it was easier for.
So this is a real guy? People.
Yeah, this is actually a real guy.
Well, fuck him.
Chef Boyardee just looks like he just got out of. He actually looks jaundiced. Does he look jaundiced on the
Yo,
can?
Yo, who eats ravioli out of a fucking can? If anybody if anybody within earshot of my voice eats ravioli out of a fucking can, turn me off right now. Because I don't want you to listen to me.
I mean, I'm just triggered by the fact that it comes out of a can.
I'm just triggered by the fact that it's fucking gross.
It is pretty gross. It's like disgusting. Dog food. I wouldn't even feed it to my dog.
No.
She's too good. Just boil up some chicken, some carrots, and some sweet potato, and she's good. None of this Chef Boyardee shit. Chef Boyardee can stay away from my dog.
Oh, my God. I like, even just looking at it, it's just gross.
Oh, this beef ravioli and tomato and meat sauce?
Big beefaroni.
SpaghettiOs.
SpaghettiOs are gross, too. Get me off this fucking page.
Yeah.
Get me off this page.
Huh, okay. So we went from Juneteenth to Chef Boyardee. You know what's wild? The president had a rally.
Yeah, his first one in 5 months? 4 months?
Yeah, and the left-wing media freaked out because there were some spaces in the stands.
Well, hold on. First, leading up to the rally, mainstream media was bitching that he was having a rally.
Right.
Because people aren't allowed to get that close together unless they're looting and rioting. Then the
or place, even protesting.
Yeah, then the place is only at 70 to 75% capacity. And the narrative is, oh, Trump can't even sell out an arena. Well, you didn't want it sold out. So what gives? Not to mention all the videos on the internet of people trying to get to the Trump rally that bought tickets and protesters were blocking the way.
Right.
Also, people called in fake threats to certain entrances. So they would get closed down. So people weren't even technically allowed to get into the rally. So if you don't believe me, do your research, because the rally had over 5.5 million views on the internet while live, and Fox News had its biggest number of all time for that rally on television. So
fuck you. So we saying now is the left-wing narrative now that there's no risk of contracting coronavirus at a protest, but there is a massive risk at a Trump rally.
Let's run down the list.
Mm-hmm.
Let's run down the list, all right? Outdoor graduation. Coronavirus.
Right.
You're going to get it. Hmm. Baseball game. Coronavirus. You're going to get it.
Yep.
Football game.
Oh, coronavirus. You're going to get it. Right.
Trump rally. You might not even make it out.
Yeah.
You're going to get coronavirus. Die.
Yeah. 3 hours and you're dead.
Work. At work. At your job. You're going to get... It doesn't matter what you do. You're going to get coronavirus.
You may not make it 3 days.
Yeah, you're going to dead. dead. Flying an airplane, you're dead.
Yeah, bars, dead.
Bars, dead.
Yeah,
restaurant, dead. Never gonna, you're dead.
Can't go to the local Thai spot.
No, no, dead. No, no, dead. Rubber tug, dead. Dead. Not getting there. But if you want to protest.
Oh, if you get into an Uber or a Lyft.
Oh, Uber, Lyft, dead.
Dead.
But if you want to beat the shit out of a police officer, if you want to tear down a statue, if you want to break into the Rolex store and grab a Prezi, if you want to burn down Macy's, if you want to loot a liquor store for some bourbon, if you want to throw shit at Secret Service outside the White House, if you want to burn down a church, there's little to no. If you want to take over a portion of a city with machine guns and kill people in it and make your own rules, there's virtually no risk of catching coronavirus.
And not to mention blocking ambulances so that they blocking police officers so that they can't secure a scene, so that EMS can't go save one of the people that that is bleeding out because of your anarchy.
Yeah, there's virtually no risk of contracting coronavirus doing any of those things. Right?
Right.
I just wanted to make sure. Also. If you had one of your family members die over the last few months, you weren't allowed to give them a proper funeral because you would contract coronavirus from something and die with them. But George Floyd dies and thousands of people can go pay their respects, including Joe Biden, who doesn't leave his basement for virtually anything anymore. He can go too. Also, outside of Minnesota, where the funeral was, in cities across the country, hundreds of people, if not thousands, could gather in any particular location at one time and mourn. So you can't go for your own family member, but you could go for this guy, right? I just want to make sure.
Right. You pretty much wrapped it up. Nice little bow there.
That's how coronavirus works, right? Yeah,
and especially even if you're secluded by yourself in your house, no contact with anybody else. But you're wearing a MAGA hat because AC is a little cold, so you want to cover your head. So you're wearing your MAGA hat.
Yeah,
instant coronavirus.
Instant. And how long do you have to live?
You have about
4 minutes.
45 hours to live.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's scary.
Yeah, it is very scary. So what the protesters are doing is they're burning. Oh, and if you have American flags too, instant coronavirus, you have about 1776 seconds to live. And yeah, it's crazy. If you have either of those things, you're gonna die. And the protesters are burning both MAGA hats and American flags for our own good, to save us from the coronavirus, since they can't get it, since they're at a rally. So if you bring a MAGA hat, if you bring a MAGA hat or an American flag and burn it at a protest, since none of them can get it, since they're protesting, then that just means that it's like an incubator. They're bringing it into an incubator and they're burning it so that they're saving the rest of the country.
Wow.
Yeah.
Well, how do we thank them?
How do we thank them? They want us to get down on our knees and bow to our new masters.
No, they can eat my ass.
Right.
Okay, what else could we do?
We could flagellate ourselves. Whip our backs.
No.
No?
No, they can go fuck themselves.
What else can we do? I heard it prevents coronavirus. We could serve others due to the color of our skin in atonement.
Huh. That is actually not a good idea at all. What else could we do?
We could actually treat everybody like they're Americans and human beings, and none of this would be a problem.
I like that. We'll go with that.
Yeah, we'd go with that.
The hypocrisy and the double standard just makes no fucking sense to me at all. It really doesn't.
It's actually really tragic.
It makes no sense. How I was arguing with some asshole on Twitter on Saturday night. He was saying these people at Trump's rally, they're not wearing masks. They're too close together. I said, well, I don't understand. How come people can go to a protest then? You know what he said?
What?
Because it's their constitutional right to protest. I said, it's my constitutional right to do absolutely fucking anything. What does that have to do with it? I don't mind if going to a Trump rally is bad because of coronavirus. I don't mind. As long as it's bad to do anything because of coronavirus.
Right.
Just be consistent. That's all I want is consistency.
Right. And I have a report from the leftist loons that you see on dating apps. Yeah, I know. This just came out of left wing. Apparently, nobody wants any contact with anybody. But, quote unquote, hit me up if you want to go to a protest. So, no contact with anybody due to coronavirus, but hit me up if you want to go to a protest.
Do these people realize that they are stupid?
No, and that's the problem. They don't realize that they're fucking dumb.
They really have no common sense. Like, now Arizona and Florida are, quote-unquote, spiking with coronavirus cases. But didn't those states, like, barely close down?
True.
So why would they spike 5 months later? That's a legitimate question that I'm asking. If they never had a period where everybody was home, why spike now? Why not spike then?
You know, I found two things in common between Florida and Arizona.
A lot of elderly people?
Well, a lot of elderly people, and there are also a lot of MAGA hats and American flags.
There are.
So, that could be what's doing it. That could be what's spreading it. Where are the protesters in Florida and Arizona when you need them?
They're nowhere.
It's such a shame. It's terrible.
I know, we need protesters there so that they can stop coronavirus.
They're only in Miami, and I'm just saying, just go out into the countryside and try and burn down somebody's rural property. And
are you inciting violence?
No, I'm not. I am not inciting violence. Matter of fact, this is all satire. Yeah.
Because you have to say it nowadays.
Yeah, it's satire, in case nobody could understand the sarcasm in my voice. I'm just saying it because they never go out into the rural areas, and that's where it seems like it's spiking. You know, out in the rural areas. So if they go out to the rural areas.
Tampa is a big one, right?
Yeah, Tampa is a big one, the area surrounding Tampa. So if these protesters, not even protesters, the rioters and the looters, if they go out into the rural area and they ideally want to find somebody with a large American flag. The house is made out of preferably 85% wood, and there is a truck in the front. There's a pickup truck.
F-150.
Yeah, there's a pickup truck in the driveway. With the corpses of about a dozen defunct pickup trucks in the backyard, you ideally want to go to that property and you want to just approach the American flag with
a mini Bic.
Yeah.
With a mini Bic.
Just make sure you wear a helmet.
Yeah.
And a flak vest.
Yep. And run.
Yeah. You like the corpses of the defunct pickup trucks in the backyard.
Yeah, well, you need them for spare parts. That's why they're there.
Right.
And they attract deer.
Yeah. If the preferably if the guy's sitting out on his porch, he's chewing some tobacco and his hat has a hole in it. So if his hat has a hole in it, that is your perfect target. He's going to totally be receptive to having his American flag burned.
Yes, he would appreciate it. Yeah. If you have a shirt on that says coexists or BLM,
mm-hmm.
definitely be at the front of the group.
Mm-hmm.
He's going to probably offer you something to eat.
Right. He may, if you go to the more elderly people, they may actually offer you something to eat.
Mm-hmm.
Actually. because they're nice down there.
They you are know, nice.
It's down outside there. Of New York City, so they're nice.
I wanted to run something by you.
Oh, it is now 9 p.m. in New York City. The primary polls are now closed.
That they are. Let's check in, see if anything reports.
I mean, nothing they're not going to get, not 30 nothing seconds yet. Out, 37 seconds
out. You know, I just get excited.
Yeah, we just want to say good luck, Joe Caldera. We hope you beat Nicole, and give us a call after you do.
Yeah, and if you don't, go Nicole. Because Max Rose is a human piece of shit, so it doesn't matter. There was a question I wanted to ask you. I wanted to run a little game of Who Said It.
Okay. Is this a new segment running?
Yeah, we can try it.
All right, cool.
So Who Said It? Poor kids are just as bright and just as talented as white kids.
That would be Joe Biden.
Yeah. Who said it? If you have a problem figuring out whether you're for me or Trump, you ain't black.
That would be Joe Biden.
Mm-hmm. Who said it? You can't go into a 7-Eleven without a slight Indian accent.
Now, if he was at, like, you know, the Comedy Cellar or whatever the fuck one of those things are called in New York City, that would be funny. But Joe Biden said that.
Yeah, he did.
At a campaign event.
Yeah, he did. But Trump is the racist. And congratulations, you were 100%.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Yeah. I enjoyed that. We should do that every single week. But mix it up. Not old Joe Biden.
It was just too easy.
Yeah. No, that was good. I mean, the you can't go into a 7-Eleven without a slight Indian accent. Is actually, it's hysterical if he was trying to do comedy, but he's not. He's serious.
He's dead serious. He's a fucking idiot.
So we have a Trump tweet of the week here, and it's not even funny or anything like that. It was just, it was blocked by Twitter for violating the Twitter
rules. Which automatically makes it funny.
Yeah, the rules about abusive behavior. Sorry, I just get the hiccups
when we're
recording. Yeah.
When you get excited.
However, Twitter has determined that it may be in the public's interest for the tweet to remain accessible. Learn more, Big Blue. The tweet goes, there will never be an autonomous zone in Washington, D.C. as long as I'm your president. If they try, they'll be met with serious force. Is there anything wrong with a president, a commander-in-chief, saying that he would combat areas of the country that are trying to secede from the Union? It just sounds like Twitter would have been anti-Lincoln.
It sounds like Twitter just doesn't know what the fuck they're doing.
I think they're just caving to the mob. My foot fell asleep.
Oh.
I think they're just caving to the mob is what's going on here.
Yeah, I mean, what about that tweet violates anything? The president of the United States is saying that he will defend the nation's capital.
Especially the nation's capital.
If somebody is attempting to take over by force with weapons an American area, that is...
That's a problem.
That's like war.
Yeah, it's totally...
That's domestic terrorism. You can't do that.
Yeah, it's... If any foreign military was trying to take over areas of the U.S., there would be no problem with the American president saying that they would be met with force. If American citizens are threatening to take over and create autonomous zones within the United States of America, that's what's called insurrection. And guess what? If there's an autonomous zone created in Washington, D.C., then the president will invoke the Insurrection Act.
Didn't he already?
He did. But, I mean, utilize the Insurrection Act.
Yeah, because he invoked it at the beginning of COVID.
Yeah, I'm talking... No, the Insurrection Act... No, he started the beginning of the protest. He created a national emergency and he called in. He pretty much called up, called on governors to call up the entire National Guard, and he brought in the reserves. He called in reserves to active duty.
Yeah, but wasn't that didn't he invoke the Insurrection Act?
Yeah, at the beginning of the protest, when the rioting started.
All right, when he labeled Antifa domestic terrorists.
Right, exactly.
Gotcha. Now we're here.
So, I'm talking about utilizing the Insurrection Act. I'm talking about the 101st Airborne on Pennsylvania Avenue. Right.
It's just, well, 1% reporting is not looking good for Joe Cal.
No?
No, it's not looking good.
What does it look like?
Bad. 73-27.
That's only 1%, though.
Yeah. Let's check in on Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez.
Yes, New York 14. She has a...
nothing yet.
Nothing yet. She has a primary challenge.
She does.
Did you notice... I actually... Well, you did notice because I showed you. She has suddenly developed a distinct Hispanic accent. A distinct Spanish accent.
Did you just say Spanish?
I said Hispanic. Oh. I thought I did. Maybe I probably said Hispanic. But, you know. At the end of one of her latest ads, she says her name, and it turned from Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez to Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez.
Yeah, it's fucking weird.
Yeah.
She's an interesting person, I tell you what.
Is any more poll numbers coming out? We're looking at 2% yet?
AOC is at 66.6.
With how many?
Less than 1%.
Yeah.
707 votes in total.
Yeah, it's 7 minutes past 9 p.m. past close, so.
Still nothing on Joe Cal.
All right, well, we're going to watch these poll numbers. We are going to post about them. We're hoping that Joe Cal beats Nicole Malliotakis, and if he doesn't, well, you know, we'll have you on anyway. Anyway.
Yeah, we'll have you on to congratulate anyone. I'm Nicole, I want to apologize.
Yeah. As always, we appreciate you listening to the podcast. Again, you can find us on Twitter at RepublicRestored and on Instagram at RepublicRestored. Please go to the podcast listening app of your choice. Give us a 5-star rating and review. Anything below that and you're an asshole.
Yeah.
Why don't you close this up?
Yeah, you are an asshole. You're also an asshole if you rip down statues, and loot and riot. So don't do any of that. And other than that, stay safe. Don't catch the Rona. Catch you guys next week. Jimmy.